Now we're recording. And yeah, if you want to read that little statement, that'd be good.
Okay. All right. Welcome to this meeting. This meeting is a virtual meeting as authorized by New York State Executive Order 220.1. The meeting is participating via call-in line, which is muted. The meeting has been advertised on the village's website and notice of which has been posted. This meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the village's website, www.villageofparish-ny.us. Votes will be conducted by roll call vote. Let's start the meeting by taking a roll call attendance of all members participating in the meeting. All right.
Okay, I have a question, Paul. If I pushed run on my computer, would that show me pictures or no?
It might. I'm not sure what you're looking at right now. If it's from Zoom, trying to sign into the Zoom meeting,
yeah.
Then...
Well, it says your meeting will begin soon. The Zoom client you're installing will shorten the time it takes to join the meeting, and it says 90%.
Oh, okay.
So do I push run?
If you haven't, then you probably should.
Okay, it's just circling.
Yeah, I've run into that before too. Sometimes it doesn't seem to want to load the Zoom client right off.
Right.
Now, if we have others join in, this would be on the listing.
They would show up on the list. Yeah, what they do is they'd pop up on my screen, and I would admit them, and we'd ask them who they were to see whether they were a member of the village board or an official, or whether they're a member of the public. And if they're a member of the public, we would keep them muted until we get to the time of the agenda that you're looking for public comments on the budget.
That's how we would know if there's anybody extra there.
Yeah.
Could we have gotten another link for this later meeting, or
there's no other meeting scheduled that I'm aware of right now?
Okay, mine says the host has another meeting in progress, and it started at 3:30. So I didn't get the second.
That would have been that one with the dry test we did.
Yeah, that was the meeting this afternoon.
I didn't have the second link to join in. So, but all right, we'll just do it the phone just so we can get going.
All right, so we've got the attendance taken care of.
Well, I haven't taken attendance. So you called it to order. Are we going to do the pledge or no?
We don't have a flag.
We can.
Everybody pledge their own flag.
Okay. I got my own flag up.
Okay. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
The United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, I will take roll call. Trustee Houghton.
I'm here.
Trustee Chatterton.
Yes, I am here.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
Trustee Willetok. David's not here.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, he's working tonight.
And Mayor Perkins.
Present.
Okay.
I didn't hear you call Jackie's name, but Jackie's here too.
No, I said Trustee Murphy, didn't I?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. And we also, the other people signed in is we have the village treasurer signed in and the village attorney is signed in.
Okay, Paul Baxter.
And Paul Baxter's here, yes.
So we got three extras. Okay, our purpose of the meeting for the public hearing to present the village financial budget for the fiscal year 2021. And I don't presume you have copies, but Kevin's on board to address the concerns that we have. We have two versions. One is with the vehicle included in the budget and the cost thereof, and one without. So, Kevin, if you want to tell us anything about what you included in here, and he's just gone through, and we both had a look at this, made a few little changes, but nothing major.
Yeah, can you hear me? Because I'm on the speakerphone down in the office here. So.
Okay.
If you can hear me, if you can't hear me, let me know. Okay, I'm going to do version one is, like the mayor said, the budget as we worked on in our budget workshops with no appropriations for the vehicle in either the sewer or the general. So here goes. This is version one. Everything stayed, everything was like we had discussed in the budget workshops, but I did make some minor changes. I'm flipping through my copy now, so give me a minute while I get to the page. Also, the columns where we were doing our budget workshops, how the modified and adopted budget columns were screwed up, that has been fixed. It was me that had keyed in something in the wrong sequence, which is what threw columns out. So, also, that being said, when that fix was instituted with the help from Williamson Law Book, the account code A is an alpha 1490.12, which is coded as mowing at the X Key Bank. That expenditure line is now on the general fund budget. Since it was not on our paperwork when we did our budget workshop, I funded it at $50. Expenditures as of 2/29/20 was $36.40. That's change one.
Sounds good.
Moving on to the sewer, I'm still in the general fund. So moving on to the sewer fees for the buildings, expenditure code A is an alpha 1620.48. We had marked it up at 1866 in our budget workshops, but since we did not raise the sewer fees, I took 622, which is an annual rate, times two locations, which is our expenditures as of 2/29 of 20 at $1,244. I then made a proposed budget change on that line to read 1350. Made that change. For expenditures, I'm checking through my copy. Let's see. Okay, moving on to revenues on the same general fund. I funded interest and earnings, which is revenue code A is an alpha 2401. That's the money we get on our savings account in the general fund. Revenue as of 229 was 673.64. I funded it at 300 even. Okay, also because of that fixing of my prior screw up, the audit reserve interest account line, A is an alpha 2404 revenue line, is now in the general fund budget. Revenues to as of 2/29/20 was $8.14, so I funded that one, guesstimating it at about $12. So we're getting about $1 a month, roughly. So that one, that's an addition and change to that general fund version one. That being all said, the total appropriations, let me get back to that page, is now standing at, get there. Total appropriations for the general fund proposed right now without any vehicle insurance on the general fund is 172,694. That compares to the 188,698 of last year, so we're down about 8%, which is kind of good. And our property taxes, still tax levy 90509, and including those changes I made on the revenue side, projected revenues 152592, And since we obviously didn't bring in enough won't be looking to bring in enough revenue to meet our expenditures, it's going to take $20,102 out of the appropriated fund balance to balance it off, making the balanced budget 172,694 on the general fund. That is without insurance for the sewer truck. Anybody have any questions on that part?
This is, those numbers reflect the not having the vehicle. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. There are no questions? I don't see. All right. Going on with sewer.
Okay. This is the version one with the sewer. Everything I was, as we worked on it in the budget workshops, I'm checking. The last one we had with Ken, a couple of comments were made. Yes, specifically Dusty Houghton. I was able to get the word diesel on the fuel line, the fuel oil line, so the word diesel is now in parentheses. And I was also able to find in the account Comptroller's accounting manual a expenditure code for the proposed DEC consent order. It is now on your section of the debt service at G as in Gulf 9780.6, calling it NYS DEC consent order principal, and I funded it at $1,000. I believe that's what we were kicking around, anticipating $1,000 for the consent order.
Right.
So that has been added. Those were the only, except for that minor change on adding the word diesel to fuel oil, the only major change was $1,000 for the DEC consent order, which brings our appropriations on the sewer bill without the vehicle, sewer fund rather, to 176,105, $176,105. That compares to last year or the current fiscal year of 176,703. And there was I did not have to make any adjustments on revenue because we're not raising the sewer bill. We did not lower it, so we left it the same. And interest in earnings, we kind of guesstimated on, and I see a mistake I didn't catch last night.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Yeah, because when I had that correction done to screw up to correct how I keyed something in wrong, it now added under the revenues column the wastewater treatment plant future system upgrade interest. That now shows on your budget sheet. So far we have earned $17.58. I did not see that last night. So I would propose maybe funding that one at $20 as a guesstimate. Or we can leave it at zero, your choice. On the revenue side, anything over zero, anything a negative on revenues is good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So that's where we stand on that. Oh, I found one thing that I missed last night. I didn't think to look for that one.
Mm-hmm.
My fault. Sorry.
Perfectly all right.
Okay.
You're normal. Okay, we need a proposal on that.
Secondly.
I'm making a. Yeah.
Do we don't do that during the public hearing, do we? Any motions or anything?
You can do that on the your actual board meeting side.
Yeah, right.
If you're
all good.
Right. So this is just the review of the budget and what's being presented. And these two that were presented are under the idea of no vehicle. And then we'll get into plan two, version two.
Mm-hmm.
So any questions on those? And as you said, you'll have copies of these for availability. If we don't vote tonight, you can look them over and we'll have to set up a special meeting again to meet to vote if we don't decide tonight. So, all right, if there's no questions, they'll take a look at version two.
Okay.
And this is, they can refer to their old copies, correct?
Yes.
and then we put in the, any changes were made last week that you were going to implement. So you have something in front of them, or could have.
That are on the version one and two copies that I have the master, I'll say master, and you have the copy that I ran off of that tonight.
Right.
Okay, so moving on to general fund proposed budget, which is version two, which does include the vehicle, and along with version two of the sewer fund also includes the vehicle. So there was, again, in addition to what I had already touched on for version one, the under special items, the vehicle insurance, A is an alpha 1910.42. I funded that one at 300. That's what we had previously funded it at, and we had spent as of 229, because that's a one-time shot insurance bill, we had spent 250 so far this year on it. That's the vehicle insurance comes in on that main, I'll say main unified bill from Jenkins in June or July, depending when they get it to us.
And this vehicle at 1910 is insurance?
Yes, ma'am. That is just insurance.
All right.
I'm checking through my general fund list.
Now the registration is.
I put that on the sewer side.
Sewer side, okay.
So, with the addition of the vehicle to the general fund for $300, that brings our proposed appropriations up to 172,994, which compared to last year of the 188,698 is 8.32% less.
Mm-hmm. Still under what was last year. Now, is that the only expense then that we have for the truck? Is that registration on the general?
Yeah, the insurance, yes.
This version, okay. Questions at this point? If not, let's take a look at anything sewer here, version 2. And that was the idea of keeping the vehicle.
Yes. Okay. Moving on to version 2 sewer, our proposed sewer budget, which does include the vehicle. I'm getting there.
Okay, I see the registration.
Okay, so on the sewer budget, if you choose to keep the vehicle, this is the following items that would be the items that were funded. Vehicle fuel and maintenance, G as in Gulf, 8130.461, $500, because that's what we had spent in put in last year's budget. We have not spent anything to date so far. Vehicle insurance, G8130.462. Last year's budget, 400. I repeated that, 400. We had spent 357.3. Again, that's on the one-time unified bill that comes in from Jenkins.
Now, we didn't have that in the general. What was the vehicle in the general?
We had 300 in the general.
For what?
Vehicle insurance.
All right, now we got insurance again.
Yes, because it's historically, it's been split between the village and between general and sewer, because it would be the rationale that was explained when we first started this was it's running down village streets to get to the village sewer stations.
Okay. Is it one bill that we received from Jenkins?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the registration is another 300.
Right. So yes, the registration. This is a new line item, which I created last night, and it's called Vehicle Registration. G She is in Gulf 8130.463. The mayor handed me a note indicating registration of probably 300 registration. So I funded it at 300. If you decide
to. She logged in.
Again?
I wondered if that little creature is logged in. He's making his voice known. Okay.
Okay, so vehicle registration was added for the amount of $300. Then at the last meeting when Ken was there, he mentioned something about a 364 permit. So there is now another new line item to the, at least for this version of the sewer budget. It's called Permit to Haul Municipal Wastewater. I didn't know what else to call it. So it is now G is in Gulf 8130.492. And again, from a note handed to me by the mayor, anticipated expenditure of $365.
Doug?
Yeah.
You there? Are you
yes,
aware
I
of
am.
Anything like that permit to haul? Have we paid that in the past, or where did that come from?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Ken threw that in. There's 365 to haul the municipal wastewater with the truck, and I wasn't aware that we had that previously in the budget, or did it come from somewhere else?
I don't know where it would have come from. What's it under, the truck or the?
Well, it hasn't been in the budget in the past, and at our last meeting, I don't know if you were there, he threw that out, that there's a permit fee of $365 just to haul it, the wastewater. That would be, if we keep the truck, then we'd have to pay this permit.
All right,
fee.
Yeah. That's something that we've never done before. We've always just hauled it. We always just hauled it.
Right.
I don't know if anybody knew that. I don't know if anybody knew you had to have a permit, but apparently not. And I don't know where Ken came up with it, so.
Well, I was going to get in touch with him today, and I didn't have the opportunity to, but I had never heard of it before and wasn't aware that we had any kind of fees to be hauling, so.
Yeah, Ken did mention that he kind of was like skipping over it in past years, and actually Doug may have had to leave because he had that emergency at his house, so he might not have been at that point.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could have been.
No, I heard, I was there when Ken mentioned that, but I don't know if it's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have
I
no way to.
It is.
I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 'cause I don't remember paying any specific bill like that either.
Well, I just wondered if it was something they paid out of the Camden fees or something. I don't know where it would have fallen on.
I doubt if he would have paid
it. Anyway.
I don't think he would have paid it.
That might be just the rules to get the truck gone.
Amen.
Right. All right. Kevin, is that it?
Yep. Other than basically with the addition of those expenditures and taking into account the revenue that was already loaded in from version 1 and transferred over to version 2, our projected revenues is going to be $170,031. And because we're taking in not enough and we're spending more than we took in basically, it will be proposing to take $7,639 away from the appropriated fund balance to make our revenues equal to $177,670.
Taking how much, did you say?
It's on, for your copy, Mayor, it's on page 8.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 7639?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
So that's basically the summary of the changes made and suggested for the sewer, the vehicle in both the sewer and general fund budgets, currently known as version 2.
Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, from the version 1 to version 2, you've got 177 and 176. It's not major significant difference, is it?
Are you looking on the sewer or general?
I'm looking under the sewer.
Okay, version 1?
Version 1 versus version 2 with the vehicle or without the vehicle.
Okay, hang on, I'm trying to get to my page.
Mm-hmm. Seems how that had the more expense listed.
My version 1 says 176,105 for appropriations.
Right. The other version is 177,670.
Yeah. Which, if you add up the
difference being?
So the vehicle, insurance,
five,
maintenance,
six.
I think it's like 1565.
Thereabouts. Yeah. Okay.
I know the math fell last night on the computer when I checked it.
Yeah.
Or on the calculator tape, so.
Okay. All right, any questions? Thank you for that work, Kevin.
Okay.
No questions or comments.
Yeah, it may be worth commenting that I've been monitoring the list of participants, and there have been no additional members of the public or participants in the meeting that have come on the list since we've begun the public hearing.
Thank you. All right, if there is no comments or questions, response, is there a motion to adjourn the public hearing?
I'm making a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Meeting adjourned for the public hearing. All right, thank you. And those will be made available if anyone's interested, and they will be in your mailboxes. Great. We'll continue on with our organizational meeting. And for the record keeping, do we need to go through attendance again, or have we got anyone different?
Yes, yeah, we usually do.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have to go through the pledge again, or?
No.
No.
I don't know. We can, if we'd like to.
No,
we'll call our meeting to order, and, pardon? I pledge allegiance to the flag,
the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trustee Houghton?
Yep.
Trustee Chatterton?
Yes.
Trustee Murphy?
Yes.
Trustee Willitock is excused, and Mayor Perkins.
Yep.
And also attending our attorney.
We still have Baxter,
Steve,
Kevin, and Ganitas.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Now, Paul, do I need to read that section again? Still included.
I would say yes if we'd had anybody new join in the meeting since we did the first one, but so I guess it's up to you whether you want to or not.
And there's nobody new that's joined in anyway?
Nobody new has joined in the meeting since you read it the first time.
Okay. All right, then we'll let stand as is. And we'll read through the appointments for the organizational meeting. Following recommendations, Deputy Mayor has been Doug Houghton. I am asking Jackie Murphy if she would, since Doug is not on the election ballot and may or may not be back in position. So if Jackie is willing to accept the position, I asked her to take that position. Jackie, are you in agreement?
Yes.
Jackie? Okay. Registrar of Vital Statistics is Kelly Reeder.
That's fine.
Our clerk is Evelyn Stelmachuk.
That's fine.
And at the present time, we do not have a deputy clerk. Records Management Officer is Evelyn Stelmachuk. Treasurer is Kevin Dwyer. And the attorney is now Stephen Gennettis.
That's fine.
All right.
Kathy, the historian is still Bridget. She's town and village.
Okay. All right.
And for deputy clerk, Vanita filled in before, so we could put. She agreed to do that. I think at that meeting that I would make, and she was.
Right.
Yes, and I think at that meeting you guys voted to have her
for the evening, but she's willing to take it on as a regular if need be.
Right. Right.
I'm fine.
Okay. What's your last name?
Ackley, A-C-K-L-E-Y.
All right. And, okay, and then we've got the attorney, which is good. Let's see, our assessor is Joe. What's Joe's last name?
Lesno.
All right. And let's see, building inspector is Jim Bernice. And our official paper now working through the Camden, what is it,
Queen Central?
Central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And simply because that's a cost saver by going through there rather than the Oswego paper. Let's see, historian records. Marriage officer is Evelyn. And then, if need be, if she's not available, Kelly will fill in. Let's see. Emergency coordinator is still John Dunham. Our meeting time, if it's no problem, Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month, continuing at 7 p.m. Our mileage rate, Kevin, you said was 57?
57.5.
All right.
And I'm still looking. I've got my the IRS website on my phone. It is 57.5.
All right. Thank you. Village Bank. We don't have a bank, but we're using Pathfinder.
Oh, yep. All of our accounts are there.
Okay.
Except for the Key Bank loan.
Right. And that should be done soon, which is good. All right. Anything else that anyone can think of? If not, we need a motion to approve those.
I make a motion we accept the items.
That's Neil?
Yes.
All right. And second?
What? Nobody wants to second it?
I'll second it. I had gone mute.
Mute? Oh, gone to supper. All right. Thanks, Jackie. Utility postage shipping may be paid prior to auditing. Is there a motion for that? This is not new. This is something we've had in the past. All right, Neil. And a second?
I'll second it.
I'm sorry? Okay, Jackie. special meeting resolutions stated the method of notification to the board members for emergency meeting in less than 72 hours is by email, phone, local posting sites, web page, and news media if possible. Packets containing policies should have been distributed. Those will be reviewed later on. We'll get into that. So special meeting resolution. Is there a motion to accept that?
I'll make a motion to accept that.
All right. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Jackie. Intermunicipal agreement. We had those agreements from the attorney for zoning and for planning. Steve, those are completed as you gave them to the board members, or are you still working on updates?
No, those are all set. The issue is that Mr. Can you hear me? Yep, you can hear me. Mr. Ganant is still looking over some of the modifications regarding the alternate and whether we want to specifically put something regarding the treasurer, my apologies, the town clerk as receiving the money as opposed to just unambiguously just saying the town. Or ambiguously saying the town. So we're still waiting for Mr. Ganant to approve all that. Obviously, things are a little bit strange. His office is closed down. I've been fully laid off, so don't have as many materials as I used to. And the same is going for the lease, which Mr. Ganant is currently looking on to get a first draft done, because he said he had a similar lease that he did, and that should have everything we need. Once I have the first draft, I'll take a look. We'll obviously hem and haw and figure out what's best for the village, and then get you guys a draft as soon as I have it.
Okay, sounds so good. We can leave those two IMAs and the village lease agreements on hold.
It sounds like for the IMAs, we did everything we need to. The village is done. We just need to wait for the town to go through it. That's just my interpretation. I don't know if Mr. Kinnan has a different view. I don't think he would, but we'll easily figure it out. All it takes is probably just printing out a document at this point. So,
well, from our point of view then, for the IMA, do we go ahead and approve our side of it and then wait for the town to make their decision?
The alternate language seems like Mr. Ganant didn't have any issue. The issue is, will the town supervisor find us saying that the money has to go directly to the town clerk, be kind of a slap in the face to her? So that's where we're still hemming the hall.
All right. Why don't we just leave those two agreements on hold and see where they go? All right. The clerk has that.
Yep.
Policies to adapt, and these were in your policy folder. Investment policy should have been read through for review and signing off. Is there a motion to accept our investment policy? We didn't make any changes, and it's the same we've had with Mr. Ventry. Is there a motion?
I'm making a motion we accept that.
I'll second.
All right, thank you. Again, the procurement policy, we've read through that in the past, and you had it for a review. And is there a motion to accept that?
I make a motion to accept that.
I'll second it.
All right, second?
I'll second it.
Our codes of ethics, distributed to each employer for review, discuss, and sign. And the folder, there's a variety of policies: workplace violence prevention, sexual harassment prevention, discrimination, municipal village. The training session will probably be in the fall that follows up with this. But the statements of code of ethics and the bioterrorism prevention and drug-free workplace are all contained in the folder. Is there a motion to accept our code of ethics?
I'll make the motion to accept the code of ethics.
I second it.
All right. second. All right, bioterror prevention. Motion to accept that statement as in your folder.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
All right, second.
I'll second it, I guess. I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, all right. What
did
you
get your...
Well...
Is there a question about it? Did you get your folder?
I think it...
Read it through.
I mean, basically, it's about terrorism, right? The only thing...
Did I miss that?
I don't know. I'll look at it. Let's decide. Okay?
No, I didn't hear okay. that.
You didn't hear what?
So, is there a second on that, or what's the discussion?
Yes, I second that.
All right. All right, thank you. Drug-free workplace. Read these through. Yes. Any questions? Yes. Motion to accept.
I thought we just passed that one on the last one that we did.
That was bioterrorism prevention.
No, the one before that.
Code of Ethics?
Yeah. Is that all in the Code of Ethics?
A drug-free?
Yeah.
There's two different statements within the folder.
I'll make a motion we accept it.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay. All right. Packets containing the policies have been distributed. They should have been looked over and reviewed. And you read them. Sign them and keep them available to be returned, and then each year we go through them and upgrade them or change if anything needs to be changed. You can keep them or leave them with the clerk. Employees must see the clerk to sign the oath of cards within 30 days of their election appointment. And then the clerk has a Village of Parish committed to a policy protecting the rights and opportunities of all people to seek, obtain, and hold employment without being subjected to harassment and discrimination in the workplace. So this is where they require to adopt a local code of ethics, sets forth standards of conduct reasonable expected to the village officers and employees. Village mayor must ensure that a copy of the code of ethics is distributed to each officer and employee of the village. Among the various policies, and this is what's in your folder, to have in place are the procurement, investment, code of ethics, workplace violence prevention, which includes discrimination, sexual harassment prevention, policies for a drug-free workplace, and protocol for bioterrorism prevention are included in the commitment to protecting and safeguarding village employees. All right, so as a part of our organizational meeting, we review these policies. They can be changed, amended at any time if need be. Also included is within this folder is a Chapter 12 Municipal Ethics that NICOM has sent out, and we included that in your folder. To acknowledge receipt of the above policies and indicate that you have reviewed each policy and discussed any questions pertaining to each of them, sign a cover sheet with the clerk. And to remain current, please fill in the information below. The folder has been issued to use. Keep it available for annual review or keep it with the clerk, and then you're not subject to losing it, but at least you've reviewed it and you know what it says. All right, any questions with that?
Yeah, when did you get these folders? Nope. Last month?
Pardon?
I said, when did you... When did we get these folders? Last month? Or are they in our box now?
I don't know. Evelyn, did they go? They went in their boxes?
Well, they have them, yeah, from last year. They gave them back to me to hold on to. They had the choice whether they wanted to keep them. Or,
I don't believe I have one either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're saying that they were passed out to us. But I don't remember receiving it last month. So it must be still in our boxes.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, I remember signing something a couple months ago.
Yeah, I remember that too, and I handed it back to her.
Hey,
is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one
I'm talking
about.
It's those green folders.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, You should have that we signed a couple of months ago.
I don't know if I saw everyone sign them, but I've,
Then
I've got everyone.
I signed mine.
Yeah, I signed mine and gave them back to you. I think the mayor is putting the horse behind the cart again. Ain't that right, Mayor?
When did they? I don't know. I didn't know they went out. When did they go out? And when they've already been signed in then?
I
well,
don't
yeah,
think
see,
that everyone's
out in.
Well,
let's
put that up next month then, if we or when I come back when I come down to the come down to the village when Evelyn's there, then we see if we done it or not. Okay. Because I remember, doing.
So
okay.
They've already had their folders and they've already signed all this stuff, Evelyn?
I don't think that people signed them for this year.
Are you sure?
Well, what did we sign a couple of months ago?
Yeah, I think we did. Maybe not, but I know I looked at that and we signed it. And you said to give it right back after we did.
Well, I didn't
for you to have a cover sheet with your sign down the dates.
Right.
Okay. So you should have that sheet with their signatures.
Well,
you can
check it. You know, just like everything
right.
else, we get older, we think we just did it recently, and then to find out we did it 5 years ago.
Right. I know I was just
looking
through
those. Oh, we
usually
do it at the organizational meeting, so.
Right.
This is what we've done in the past. At this time, we have done it at the organizational meeting. So,
well,
it was done earlier. We'll check it out.
We have not got the folders yet. So when I come in to see you guys for whatever, when Evelyn's there, and then we can go look at it, and then we can sign it then.
Yeah.
How's that? That sound all right?
Yep.
Well, that's what you need to do, right? If you don't have the folders, you need to look them over. All right, and the contents haven't changed from last year, so just a matter of reviewing what the contents are. But they should be in your possession, and if they're not, then you'll have to get them, right?
Well, we leave them there. We leave them there, so we don't.
Yeah, you can leave them with the clerk. Right. Well, that's a good idea. But as long as you know what the contents are. Are and you're aware of it, that's all that matters, and you've looked them over.
Okay.
That's what they're asking here. All right. Any other questions? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Wait a minute, I got one question for you. Okay.
Yep.
Are the bills going to be acceptable for us to look at when we come in during the next couple of weeks? So we can sign them, you know, like we're using them.
Yes.
Okay. They're going to be accepted.
This is just adjourning the organizational meeting. We're moving on after this to the regular monthly meeting.
But we are? Oh, I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Yeah,
we're just getting out of the organizational meeting at this point. So there's still a meeting yet to go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. I make a motion when we,
adjourn the organization.
Adjourn here.
Yeah.
Okay. Second.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you. That closes our organizational meeting. Thank you. And those folders will be available and for review. And make sure that you are aware of the contents. And as I said, it hasn't changed from last year to this year, but just for a good review. And I'm responsible to make sure that that information is relayed to you. So I have done my part. Now you have to follow through on yours. So office will be open tomorrow. And you can stop in anytime, Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday. All right. Any questions? We'll continue with our regular monthly meeting and call this meeting to order. We're well past 7 o'clock, but that's okay. We're still online. I haven't lost each other, I hope. And we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Seriously?
Are we all on board? Pledge of Allegiance.
Trustee Houghton.
All right.
Yes, I'm
Trustee
here.
Trustee Houghton.
I'm here.
Trustee Chatterton.
I'm here.
Trustee Chatterton. Trustee Murphy.
I'm here.
Here.
Trustee Willetock is excused. Mayor Perkins. Mayor Perkins.
Yep, present. All right.
And we still
they
have only
have
Baxter,
oh,
Baxter,
outside.
Kevin, and Gunitas.
Correct.
We only have the same three.
Same,
Baxter,
same.
Baxter, nobody's, Kevin, and Gunitas.
Yep, nobody's left and nobody's joined.
Okay.
All right, good. All right, minutes were in your mailboxes if they got picked up from last month's meeting, March 18th. We met at 10:30 in the morning and conducted our business during the middle of the day because of what was anticipated to be the elections. And anybody read them so that they can make a motion to approve them?
Why don't we postpone that until next month? So we have time.
I don't think so. We haven't got a chance to read them either.
Okay. Hopefully this will be back to normal, or is whatever normal is, but all right. Sewer plant report. I presume that was in your mailboxes and probably still there, but I can read it to you. Facility daily checks and services are conducted as scheduled. Flows under facility average 100,000 gallons per day, 0.100 MGD. Peak daily flow for the period was 368,000 gallons per day. There was no effluent settleable solids violation during this month. The underground airline continues to leak badly. There are two call-outs for three employees for the month from an alarm at the grinder pump both days at 39 Montgomery Street. First day the pump was pulled and cleaned. The well was also cleaned out by club's septic tank cleaning that day. We had a similar issue the next day, and we added a degreaser and replaced grinder pump with a brand new pump. No more issues have occurred since a new pump was installed. Finished products were completed in significant events of record. Composite samples were completed on the 11th day of March. Maintaining MLSS, snow removal is needed, shoveling only. Started daily logbooks at the four lift stations. General maintenance is performed. Continued housekeeping, influent area well cleaning started. Daily disinfection of lab areas, doors, and door handles. Two new grinder pumps have been approved for the order June 1 and have three grinder pumps that need to be looked at. One works but has been rebuilt twice. I think there's probably a hint there. Current and future projects, fix the airlines to the tanks, clean out the tank number 2 and replace the parts as needed. General plant cleanup. And then he gives us the results of testing for the DEC permit during the month as follows. And that's the parameters to print in the actual permit actual. All right, so and that's probably in your mailboxes if you don't have it in front of you. So would you want to wait on that make a motion to accept it?
I'll make a motion on you. I make a motion we accept it.
All right.
Neil.
All right. Is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
All right.
Okay, I just want to make a comment here that before they charged us for all these call-outs that they did, like, on the weekends or after hours or stuff, and this last time they did like three call-outs after the mayor had spoke to him and Doug said something, how we were charged for all this stuff. And then funny that they did three call-outs and they didn't charge us a thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because they were charging $60 or $65 an hour, I think $65 an hour before for all these call-outs. And then when something was said to them about, we thought this was part of, you know, our fourth over $4,000 a year, you know, what do we get for this money? And now, lo and behold, they didn't charge us for these last three call-outs.
Good.
Didn't so forward us any
I don't know if, you know, if we hadn't said anything, if we'd still be charged, or and I don't know if this policy is something they're going to keep up with, or we won't be charged, or I don't know.
I would tell you, just think about that for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to say wait until they do send us a bill, then we can question that again, okay?
Did he say right. There was no bill, or he's holding it off and making one big consolidated?
No, they just put no charge. They wrote down all the call-outs.
Oh, no charge.
But they put
okay.
Zero for the charge.
Well, maybe he's looking at his... maybe he's looking at his contract and figure out that, yeah, some of that stuff was in there that we were complaining about. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't
well, that's what she's wondering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Right.
I just wanted to bring
so
that
we
up
vote?
To the
we
board.
Had a, mm-hmm. Okay. We had a motion. It was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, aye. I have to do this by roll call, I guess. All right, building inspector codes. And again, that was in your box, whether or not you got it. March is a very slow month for this office. 2020, during the first week, I attended my annual code enforcement training in Lake Placid. I saved the town and village money by only having to pay for the course of $325. I shared a room with another local code officer and also rode with a different CEO. This allowed me to save on room and mileage while I was out of town. My deputy, Pat Dolan, was available if needed. I answered all voicemails and dealt with residents' concerns from Lake Placid. After my return, the COVID-19 virus began. During this time, my office procedures have changed. The codes office is still operating. However, the building is closed to all residents. I have been taking building permits via the phone and email, with payments being made by mail. I'm still doing building permits, inspections, but maintain a safe distance and practice all the new health guidelines. I've delayed all of my 2020 fire safety inspections until later in the year, probably summer or fall. Any violations, codes, or zoning are dealt with on an emergency basis. If anyone has questions concerning this office, please contact me. In March, I attended the village monthly meeting, town board, as well as the planning meetings were canceled. I traveled 70.2 miles in the month of March performing my duties. And he has a list of the building, town, village permits and when they were issued and so on. So, questions?
I make a motion to accept the
codes. All right. Neil makes a motion to accept. Second.
I'll second it.
All right, Jackie, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Okay, we have a report from Paul Baxter for the Tug Hill Salmon River Council Government's report.
Very good. Thank you.
Paul, you want to read that for us?
Sure. hopefully all of the trustees have a copy of my report, and if they don't, perhaps you could rent a copy and put it in your boxes because it's kind of long this month, and it has a couple web addresses in it that you might find useful for some upcoming teleconferences. First, I'll start.
I put one in each of their boxes, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Paul, I put a copy in each of their
boxes. Very good. I really appreciate that. So I'll just hit the high points on this. If you're not getting the Tug Hill Times, it's been especially valuable the last two issues on March 27th and April 10th, because we had a lot of coverage about resources about the COVID COVID-19 pandemic. So if you're not getting it and you'd like to get it, let me know and we'll make sure we get it added into the list. Another thing that you should know is that if you don't have it or if you want to take a look at it before you run down to the village offices to pick up your copy, it is also available on the Tug Hill website at the under the publications menu. All the current issues are there, so and the past issues as well. Commission employees are still working full time, but we're currently each working out of our homes, not out of the Tug Hill offices. So the distribution of the Tug Hill Times is currently electronic only for anybody who might have been getting it by mail. We don't have the capacity to do that right now. So the Tug Hill Commission does have a page up on the website about resources having to do with COVID-19. As you know, the 2020 local government conference was canceled due to meeting restrictions established in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. There's an announcement about the cancellation on the Tug Hill website, and we posted as much information as we could about the conference and conference presentations on the website under training. As you can understand, when we have a session coming up on March 26th, a lot of our presenters have done presentations and gotten them prepared well in advance of that date. And we asked wherever they could, if they could share the presentations and any other materials with us so we could put it up on the website. And we have done that under the training item on the Tug Hill website. So take a look at that. That's good, not only just for 2020, but past years of the local government conference, we have material up from those as well. So you might see something that you'd like to take a look at and feel free to take advantage of that resource. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the associated restrictions on meeting size and the executive order relaxing provisions of the state open meetings law, the Tug Hill Commission established a Zoom account, which we're using right now to host the Village of Parrish. And the commission itself is going to be using it at their meeting next Monday at 10 o'clock to 11:30. And the information about how to get to it is in the report that is waiting for you in your box or online on the Tug Hill website. Get to it just like you did with this. There'll be a email to go to, and there's a meeting ID, and you can phone in if you don't want to go in by a computer. And Headwaters, the Tug Hill Commission's annual report, is now out in the mail. And if you haven't gotten it, again, let me know, because if you haven't, we probably need to update your contact information. Excuse me. I will have additional copies available once the current work and travel restrictions return closer to normal. And in between, if you don't have a physical copy and you're interested in looking at it, that also is available on the Tug Hill website. On to a couple different workshops taking place. Laird Petrie from the Comptroller's Office is going to be doing a webinar on April 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. about reserve funds and long-term municipal financial planning. And this was one of the presentations that was originally scheduled for the March 26th local government conference. And there's a link in the report that is in your inbox that lets you get to that. So you can join up with it. There is a link and a password to get into that. Or you can, again, join by phone, and there's an access code there as well. Another conference taking place sooner than that, next Wednesday, April 22nd, there's going to be a workshop on siting large scale, as in utility scale, not homeowner scale, solar projects. That one's going to run from 1:30 to 3 p.m. and it's going to be conducted by people from Barton and LeJudis, the engineering firm, and the law firm of Costello, Cooney, and Furon. And more information on that can be found in last Friday's Tug Hill Times. We are looking for pre-registration for that session, and there's a link in your report on how to pre-register. And then last but not least, something I brought up at the last joint meeting, but we need to discuss both with the village board and the town board. I mentioned about the possibility of moving your email hosting from the service you're with right now, which is GoDaddy, to the same hosting services that host your website. And there'd be a slight savings to the town and the village by doing so, but there'd be little bit of disruption because everybody would keep the same email addresses, but they'd be going to a different machine. So I'd have to get you instructions on how to get to the new machine, either by your email program or by going to a different web address. So those are the major pluses and minuses. This cost savings would be on the order of about $65 a year. But since there is one, I thought I would mention it to you in case both you and the village are interested. Now, this is something that both you and the town are interested in. You would both have to want to do this because you're sharing the same @parish-ny.us domain name. So that one stays the same. And we have to have all those addresses pointing to one place or the other. So the town is going to be talking about it tomorrow night, but I thought I would mention that to you. I didn't seem to get a lot of enthusiasm about making that change for the small cost savings when we talked about it before, but I know the town's talking about it, so I thought I would bring it up to you that is happening. And in case you're
interested. Town and village would both have to do it?
Town and village would both have to do it because your email is both going to the @parish-ny.us place that handles that email. So yeah, if you didn't both do it, then we've got to probably stay with what we've got now.
Okay.
And I think that's all I have for you tonight. There was something else I did that. Oh, I know what it. There was something else I was going to mention to you, but I don't have it written down. So if it occurs to me, I'll mention it later. But that's it for now.
Fine.
Hey, Paul.
Very good.
Sure. Paul.
Yeah.
I was asked to ask you to put down on our village website that the parish food pantry is open on Tuesday. I guess
that
you have the same information you put on.
That was
the
other thing. Thank you, okay. Jack. Yes, Dave Sperling gave me a call, and that was the other thing I wanted to ask you about. Dave Sperling called me earlier and said that he'd gotten back to him that the parish food pantry was closed, and he said, no, it's open. And so he said, well, maybe you could put that up on the municipal websites. I said, I will talk to them about it because in the past, normally we've kept the municipal websites primarily focused on what the municipality itself was doing and not community groups. But in this case, given that it's an emergency situation and given that it seems very much in the public interest for the citizens of both the town and the village to know that there is a food pantry available to them, it seems like this would be a good time to make an exception to that rule and put that up on the village website. But I wanted to talk to you about it first. So if that sounds okay, I would put something up on the village website.
I think under present circumstances, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It kind of being a matter of life and death and people starving and so on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you.
If that sounds good, I will do that.
Yes, Mayor Nancy.
Yes, do that.
Yes.
This is Kevin.
Yeah.
The mobile pantry truck will be at the fire station parking lot on the 21st. I believe they're coming at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a drive-through only.
For what?
Gatherings.
For what?
Mobile food pantry truck.
Food pantry, okay.
The mobile truck.
Yep.
It's coming to the fire station parking lot on the 21st. I believe the updated information I got was 1 o'clock.
All right.
Kevin, if you can get me information,
and that's available too.
I would post that as well. That's good information for the public to have at a time like this.
Okay. And the accessibility of the food pantry, this is over at the church?
Yeah, and the other detail that he mentioned is for people to stay in their cars and they would come out to the cars. So I will put that as part of the mention that the food pantry is open.
That's a drive-through as well. And
yep.
What days? Is there times or dates?
I don't have it right in front of me, but he did send me the information on the hours and days and so on.
All right. So as long as that's included, then they'll get that information. Sounds good.
Very good. And Captain,
anything else?
The other, I'll post
that
too.
Paul there. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion for Paul's report.
We make a motion that we accept Paul's report.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. All right, no further discussion, grievances, or concerns. We'll go on with unfinished business. I don't want to make this too lengthy, but in this meeting, but we did talk with CARP, and the insurance situation was something that was going to be directed to the town for insurance coverage, and they just wanted a small section blocked off. And I don't know if we've heard from anybody, have we, Evelyn, in terms of the town is or what CARP has done? Who they've
CARP said to forget about it.
Okay.
CARP said to forget it because it's just too much of a hassle. They did not realize that what all was involved.
Right.
Right.
You wouldn't think it would be that complicated, but I'm sure the fire department would be willing to be of assistance if we can volunteer their services. I guess they've been available in the past, if need be. CARP had also discussed about putting up welcome signs and banners throughout the village, and I don't know what kind of welcome signs they were talking about, whether they were the road signs, but I had a contact from APW, one of the teachers at the school, wants to put up graduation signs, banners for the students that are graduating, and in a manner of which to include the students, because they're out of school, have them do some kind of design work and submit it to a local company who will do the banners, make the banners, and mount the banners. That company is donating about $2,000 for 10 banners to be placed. And they were going to put them around A, P, and W, Altmar Parish and Williamstown, but they think they're going to persuade the kids to put them just in Parish. That would take 10 banners around somewhere in the village of Parish, and they will put the brackets up and mount the banners. And I spoke to Matt Hill, and he's anxious to get this underway and wanted to have the board be aware and ask if it was okay for them to do it. So is there any feedback on that?
I make a motion that we let them do it. Yes.
Okay, and they figure they'd like to get them up about May or June. And I asked about taking him down, and he wasn't sure. And I said, well, maybe it'd be good to put him on campus in September when the kids all return back to campus. And they will be generic ones such that they can put them up every June or every year if they wanted to, either here in the village or wherever they want. But I thought it was a good idea, and I said I would present it to the board. So Neil's made a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right.
I would just think that it's a wonder that they don't put up a couple like in Altmar or Williamstown. You know, just.
Well, they thought they'd get better visibility here, but I don't.
I understand that. Right, but I mean, they're, you know, like you say, they are graduates from Altmar and Williamstown too. They're not as big as Parrish, but I just think, you know, they should rethink that a little bit and at least have a couple in each of those towns or villages.
Yeah, they may go in that direction, but they haven't got that to that point. They just wanted to get the permission to do it if they're going to be doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
And if the board was on board with it, so I didn't see any problem with that. And they still have some time that they can get their act together and sort it all out.
Right.
They're going to have the kids work out the designs, and then the company is willing to make them. And I guess they're a durable banner that would last for a couple of years, quite a few years. He said 5 to 10 years, so whatever material they're using. So we have everyone on board. Is there all in favor?
Yep. Aye.
Yep.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, good. Thanks. Did the Water Project Zoom conference meeting, and we had minutes submitted from that. I seem to have a problem with the water people. Manasseh, who's from this dance up in Watertown, the town parish has received 5 proposals for the joint water project. 4 of the proposals from the engineering firms, and 1 proposal received was from the town grant writer, and they've submitted those. And the information that's coming comes to the town supervisor and to the town board, but nothing seems to be getting to the to the village board, so I'm trying to sort out why, and I've spoken to them twice about it and then haven't made any headway. And hopefully they're supposed to be with us in June if that meeting transpires, and hopefully they'll bring us our binders. Manasseh Burt has invited you to a Town of Parrish Joint Water Project Proposal Review. We've received 4 or 5 proposals here if you're interested in having a look at them. Some of them are about 30 pages and some are 25, maybe 40 pages, nice and thick. But there is a water proposal review on Thursday, April 30th at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And his description, good morning, I've scheduled a Zoom meeting April 30th at 7 p.m. to review the proposals that were received by the Town of Parrish Joint Water Project. There's 5 proposals received in total. 4 of these are received from engineering firms, and 5th proposal was from the town grant writer, Jay Grasso at G&G. Proposals can be downloaded at the ShareBase link below. It should be noted that at the time of the proposals are not public knowledge and should not be shared with the public. The meeting on the 30th will be an executive session due to the meeting being for contract negotiations. Now, I'm not sure about that and if that is a possibility for executive session. The Zoom link below will be used to enter the meeting on the 30th. The meeting can be entered from a computer or phone tablet. There will be a password associated with the meeting for security reasons. There's also a number to call into the meeting if you're unable to gain access by the computer. If you are interested, this information will be in your mailbox if you want to join in on this meeting. Again, it's a computer probably similar to what we're doing now. And that is on the 30th at 7 p.m. And that's about the only information we did get on the water. There's one that request for proposals that went out earlier, and that's what we're getting back now. We have a proposal here from C2AE, GYMO, G-Y-M-O, Town of Parrish from BCA, Watertown, G&G, that was Jay Grasso, and from Miller Engineering. So those are available here if you're interested. And if they're on site, Kelly has them on hers, and she was going to send it to me. And I haven't yet received them on the computer, so I don't have that information on the computer to forward it to anybody. But that's where we're at with the water project at the present time. All right, going on, anything other that needs to be addressed? The other thing I had was the IMAs, and Steve's already addressed that. Anything else that might be interested? Anybody interested in? If not, move on to our new business. And we have a proposal or a contract proposal from Williamson Law to be signed, a contract to be signed and sent back, and that was for 1080, which we agreed to last month. You signed up on that, so if everyone's in agreement to that contract, I'll sign that and send it out. And you gave your approval for the cost of it. We can make
the cost of it.
I'm sorry?
Mayor?
1080. Software contract.
What's
it's 1080.
Oh, 1080, okay. I did,
1080.
You know.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
1080, okay.
I'll make a motion that we do that.
Okay. All right, thank you, Neil. And second?
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. Jenkins Cyber Insurance gave you copies of those. Had a description of the statement of values, and then the question whether or not we want to go with cyber liability coverage. And yays and nays on that. We haven't in the past, and whether we feel we should, that's up to the board to decide.
Can we decide that that was just a big money maker for the insurance company?
That's what we had discussed in the past, right? So we'll just continue with that philosophy and leave it at a no.
Yes.
Motion, what we want to do.
I second
motion
it.
For For what?
No.
What motion have you made? What do we want to vote on?
We don't want to purchase the cyber insurance.
Okay. A motion for no purchase of the liability insurance. Second?
Yeah, I second it.
You seconded? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone's in agreement?
Are you sleeping?
Yes, I was.
All right. Let's wake up. We got Neil said no. Jackie? No. Doug's no.
No.
Correct?
Correct.
All right, and I'll go along with that as well. We do not need and will not subscribe to that. All right, the vehicle is the next question. We need to, are the clerk's salary included in the budget? She'll be going on a salary rather than an hourly, and that was already included in our budget, which we discussed in our sessions, and we'll put it to a vote. Is there a motion for her to go salary?
I make a motion that she will put it on salary.
All right. Okay. Neil, second?
I'll second.
Second. All right, Jack, and all in favor?
Aye.
All in agreement?
Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. Vehicle, what are we doing with the vehicle? We've got to decide so that we can figure out which budget we're going to be addressing, one or two.
That's all we decide. That's all we decided to get rid of it. Either put money into it and get rid of it, or just get rid of it. I don't care.
Well, that was the discussion. What are we going to do? We hadn't made a decision. We had, the last time we met, we were going to make a vote, and it was decided that we'll find out how much it would cost to rehab it and keep it versus letting Camden Group do the work that has to be done utilizing a vehicle. But we didn't actually come to a vote for the board to decide one way or another, and that's why we have two budget proposals, one with the vehicle and one without. So what are they?
I believe we did vote on it before we got a hold of the thing about getting rid of the truck. Now, if you want to fix it up before you get rid of it, we just got to find out how much it's going to cost. But as far as I'm concerned, we get rid of it.
Okay.
I'm making this.
Any other discussion?
Nope.
Well, let me just say, $500 to $600 to fix it, and it could run up to $1,000.
So, in other words, we're going to try to sell. If we have it fixed and try to sell it, we've got to get at least $1,500 out of it, right?
Whatever. Whatever.
You think we can get that? You think we can get that out of it?
Well, if we fix it, then we have to figure the insurance and the registration. Is it worth the money to do that?
Well, no, we're not going to keep it.
Going to get rid of it. All right.
I think we ought to get rid of it.
Fix it and keep it.
Well, I don't. They're not going to use it down there, so I don't see why
they're going to. Yeah, and I agree with that statement. They aren't going to use it.
So
Camden Group
we'll get
won't
rid of
use it.
No. He already said that, you know. But,
if we provide it for them, they should be using it.
You're going to argue? I mean, you're just going to push your head right against the wall. Because he said this, the stuff that we got down there, isn't really, the pump we have down there isn't really big enough to get all the grease out. So they have to hire the guy to come down and do it anyway.
Negative. We have everything we need to get those tanks pumped out.
Yeah, you can pump the tanks out, but they said the grease won't come out with it.
It will.
That's what he's telling me. I don't know.
Does that have anything to do with the vehicle? Or is it the vehicle that has to carry the...
No, there's a separate pump to pump out the tanks. And if they're using that degreaser the way they think they are, there shouldn't be a problem.
Oh,
Well, we,
well, there shouldn't be a problem, but it seems to me like we're having an awful lot of problems, don't
you? I think those problems are running deeper than what you think.
That could be. Why don't we table this until next month?
Well, because we have to do it to vote on the budget. We have to decide what budget we're going to vote on.
Well, we don't have. We'll have to have a special meeting if we don't vote on the budget tonight. But we can pursue discussion individually to see what we're going to go with it, or just decide now. I just tend to think that somewhere down the line they're going to nickel and dime us on this, on the vehicle usage. But maybe I don't know Camden well enough.
Well. At that point, maybe we should remind them that they pushed to get rid of the truck.
Yes. And he also said that it, you know, they only usually pump it out once or twice a year at the most, or three times. If it goes over three times, I goes, hey, you only told us we're going to do it at least twice a year. Hire these guys. And I think we ought to push that if we get rid of this truck. What do you think, Doug?
I'm just going to tell you, watch your wallet.
Yes, I know.
How often do you think they? How often do they pump them, Doug? Do you know?
Well, that again, that
three or four.
And that could
depends
be
depends on usage.
Yes. Since they started using the degreaser, things have been a lot better. Now, if we stay on that regimen, we should be good.
Yeah.
Can we talk to that valve to maybe find out a little bit more information about what exactly is happening? This is crazy.
I think I would.
We're always having problems.
I think I would try to get a hold of him. I just don't think the plant's being taken care of the way it should be.
I agree with that. Yeah. A lot of this stuff should have been done a long time ago. And they're not using the facility the way it should be used. They put that, when they pump it from the tanks to the drying beds, they put a hose out there instead of using what they should be using. So, yeah, I agree with you, Doug.
What are they supposed to be using, if they...
Well, my only point, and you can remember the meetings that I made my point there. We spent a lot of money putting new pumps and motors so that they could use the underground pipe the way we should. And if you want to use it, if you don't want to use it, you know, it's neither here nor there, but we just we spent a lot of money doing it, and I just kind of thought that was the way we should have gone.
Yeah,
if
so
not,
do I.
If not, it's not going to kill me any.
Unless you raise your sewer bill. A joke. Can we force them into using the truck? Hello?
I would expect somebody would do it on their own.
If it's there. Yeah. If it's there, it's available for them. If they opt not to, then they can't hold us responsible for anything. And that we've left it there for them. That was the whole idea of having the truck for them to use.
Right.
But they're saying they don't need it, but I can see in a year or two they'll say that things are different, the scene's different, the picture's different. All right,
it's entirely up to you.
Either which way then? Right, a preference either which way? Motion? Suggestion?
Well, I say this is something for the guys to call, because I really am not that knowledgeable about.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure that I am either.
Well, it's not so much the premise of getting the trucks fixed. I mean, it could cost you $1,000. Is it worth having that tool available? Because there could be games played later on.
What kind of games are you going to, you mean, if it's not down there, are they going to say they want a truck? If it's down there,
no, if the truck is not there, and they'll just call Klebs. They do that because it's easier for them. And you know, that's okay. It's just that. I personally don't care one way or the other.
Well, then I already made a motion, so.
A motion to do what?
To get rid of the truck.
Well, make up your minds.
Is there a second?
I guess nobody's going to second it.
Well, I'm just trying to decide what's the best economically for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I know either.
Well, the truck, to get it fixed, it's going to cost, let's say on the outside of $1,000. The registration and insurance, what's it, maybe $400, $500?
Yeah, I'll see you in there.
Okay, now it's a matter of do you want it there just in case? And we've always paid for it in the past. I mean, I couldn't care less if it was there or not there.
Now, do you think it should be there?
Only because we bought it as a tool for the guys to use. I just think you're going to get bit later on.
Right, and so I can't second that motion then.
Okay, I will rescind my motion.
Yeah, and just remember.
We always have next year to make another decision.
That's right, yes.
I mean, this isn't a life-threatening thing. If we decide this is something that's...
I'll make a motion that we fix the truck and put it down there.
All right, and I'll talk about it.
All right. Let's see. Neil made the motion. Jackie second. All in favor. And
Hi.
Yes. Doug?
And Doug's playing neutral.
Yep. Good one, Neil.
What did he say? What did he say? I didn't.
What are we breaking up?
No, Doug. What did Doug say?
I'm asleep.
I'm not sleeping.
Doug, did you vote?
Yeah, I voted to get it fixed.
Okay. And I agree. All right, so we'll get it fixed at the present time and keep it at the plant and encourage them to use it. See what happens, and then if we aren't getting anywhere with it, then we can make this decision next year. Is that agreeable? Sounds right?
Yep.
That's agreeable.
At least we can move ahead on this issue anyways. Okay. All right, thank you. Budget discussion. You need to have copies of the budget to have a look at? We'll call another meeting, or where do you stand on?
No, I think we're going to do...
What
The second, you know, because we're doing the truck now, so we do the second.
Second version, right?
The second version of the.
Kevin, are you there?
There.
Okay, so you're hearing what's going on. We'll go with the second version at the present time, then, okay. If we're keeping the truck. All right, now do you need those to look them over, and are there any questions about the second version that can be addressed?
No, I don't have a... I'll make a motion when we accept it, though.
I'll second.
Second version, okay, and that's the one with the truck. All right, yes. Neil made a motion to go with the budget proposed... with the vehicle version 2. Jackie seconded that. Doug?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Everybody's in favor? Your clerk on board?
Yep.
Okay. And you got that recorded, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That I think should be sufficient. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? We'll get in before we get into the budget items on April 15th. Being today, we're going to do our budget presentation, organizational meeting, and our monthly budget, our monthly meeting. So I appreciate your coming online and taking the time. May 11th is our quarterly water meeting with the sewer wastewater treatment plant meeting at 6 p.m. If that's everything's still in order, that May 11th works. June 11th is our joint board meeting at 7 p.m., and then August 1st is the Old Home Day. And Paul will put those items on the website regarding the food distributions. Mm-hmm. All right, now for the payment of bills. Evelyn, you're probably going to have to read those out. Nobody else has them.
Kevin, can you do that? They're on my desk in the folders.
Got them.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Kevin.
Okay.
General fund.
All right, hang on a minute. Sewer was on top, so let me see.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, the total amount of claims is $7,067.53. Do you want me to do voucher numbers, just so you guys are on track?
Yep.
Yes, okay, voucher numbers.
One.
Voucher numbers 160 through 160. Eight.
And that was for the amount of $7,600 and...
No, $7,067 and...
Okay.
53 cents.
53 cents. All right. Thank you. And, okay. Neil makes a motion. Okay. Second. Bye.
Okay.
Jackie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Moving on to the sewer fund. Total claims... $10,113.15. Voucher numbers 95 through 103.
And that was the amount of $10,000?
$10,113.15.
Okay, 113. All right. Motion?
I'm making a motion that we pay that.
All right, Jackie, second?
I'll second. Yep.
All right. All right, and next to Kevin, sewer debt service?
Nothing.
All right, TNA?
Yes, ma'am. TNA, $3,547.95, vouchers 98 through 110.
And the amount of $3,500?
$47.95.
All right. Motion?
I make a motion that we pay that.
And I'll second it.
All right, second. All right, all in favor of those?
Aye.
Accounts?
And are those, all those documents will be down for us to sign and look at in the office whenever we have leisure time?
Yep, they're on my desk.
Okay.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Very good. All right, thank you. Anything else now for the evening?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm making this to be adjourned.
If the trustees have such time that they can come down to the office, My monthly reports are completed, so there's the standard sheet they would need to sign off on,
yep,
on our bank balances and CDs. So it has been done.
Okay. I just
Thank
asked
you.
That question.
Check that out when they come down.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you there, Trustee Murphy.
Alrighty.
Okay, so they'll be available. All right, well, thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul, for assisting with
well,
this and helping
we
us.
We need a
and,
second.
Hopefully you'll be
a
available.
Second for adjournment.
I'll second it.
Adjournment? Who made the motion?
Yeah.
Neil?
Yeah.
Neil.
Okay.
Who
didn't
make the
motion? Second.
Okay.
Who's second?
Okay.
Jackie?
Yep.
Jackie.
Yes, I, yes.
All right. All right, so we're all in favor of that. And
yep.
Thanks, Paul, for setting it up. And we may need
Happy
your assistance next time if we have to do it this way. And thank you, Steve, for chiming in and being there for us. Appreciate
My pleasure.
And your dog.
I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Have a great night, everyone.
Have a good night. We'll see.
Okay.
Thank you,
good night, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.